I thought everybody would leave by now.
What was it like to have a coach out there today?
It's been great. It's nice to have that. I mean, obviously the atmosphere has been a little different, a little bit higher intensity, but I think we've done a great job. I think the coach has done a great job of, we know that he's been watching, so we know that we have to keep it up, and we have a great veteran leadership that, you know, we've had really good practices when he wasn't here, but yeah, at the same time, we obviously want him to be here. He's our leader, and we like when he's here.
Adam, how do you guys kind of still go about your work the same way when he isn't here, like having a substitute teacher or something?
Right. Yeah. No, I think because of the fact we know he's watching.
Yeah.
He's not taking a day off from watching the film. So we know he's watching. We know when he gets back. I think the first words he said to me were something that I did wrong, when he wasn't here. So we know he's watching, and that's obviously, why we work so hard.
Adam, he's not one for patience. Like, he didn't want to take the time off. He kind of said many times he's been forced to. And so knowing that passion about him, to see him have to take time, are you guys happy that other people are pressuring him so that you can have him around for a longer time?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, I'm glad that I think everybody on this team is glad that he took time for himself and just got his health down before he came back. But at the same time, we're glad he's back because this team isn't the same without him. And obviously, like I said, he's our leader. So when he's here, practice is a little different.
Hey, what do you think of Mo's catch on the long pass there?
That was nice. Yeah, it was great. Mo's been doing a great job. He's worked his tail off, asking tons of questions and trying to do whatever he can to be the best player he can be.
Was that his best catch you've seen since he's been here?
I've seen Mo make some good catches. But, yeah, that was obviously it was good, it's a touchdown. And, it's obviously great to see your teammates, especially in the wide receiver group, making plays.
Yeah, we were just asking about, we'll talk about Teddy coming back. But this is Bradford's first off season. What does that mean to you guys to be able to connect when you don't have a game coming up on Sunday?
It's been huge. It's crazy because during the season it was almost like he's been there all off season. So for us now to have an off season on top of that, what we did last year, it's great. Obviously him talking to us, telling us how he likes things done, how we like things done, and just kind of getting on the same page. That's what this is all about, and I think we've gotten off to a great start.
Better on both sides of the ball inside the five a couple times this offseason. How much ownership do you guys have as an offense on taking that up?
Yeah, I mean, I think, looking back on last season, I think as a whole offense, we were frustrated with our performance in that area. I mean, that's how you win and lose ball games right there. And I think that's why it's been such a big emphasis. I mean, today that was huge for us. We talked about it in our team meeting. And, we just have to get better on both sides of the ball. And he puts up the stats in there, with when teams score touchdowns there, it changes the whole game. So, and obviously you got to score points. There was a few times that we got inside the 5-yard line, didn't even score points last year, and that just can't happen.
Adam Xavier called you a technician just with how precise you are with route running and things. I mean, is that kind of what you take pride in the most in terms of your precision and attention to detail, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, I learned early on in my career watching Greg Jennings and, all the receivers when I first came in, just watching the way that they get open. And in this league, open isn't much separation. So you have to be a technician. You have to be good with your routes, on the top of your routes, getting in and out of your breaks. You have to do that to succeed in this league. And even sometimes when you run a bad route, as long as you can create a little separation on the top of your route, you can get open. So, it's obviously something that I'm working on every day. I'm making sure that I'm getting better at that. That's been a big emphasis for me this offseason. Good?
Sweet.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, sir.
Sweet.